If I had a time machine, I'd go back and do that like that right. But, man, the possibilities of having a time machine, although they did find braids around the rings on it.
This is a composition by Dan Van Fleet, entitled Untitled. The first scene was the bathtub ring, and then out through the window zoom. A little boy cutting out paper dolls, singing, "Ring around the rosy," a rose jumped over a pansy into a mud puddle with the sun in it. Pan to the bathroom, the wallpaper decorated with Christmas ornament stars, repugnantly cheery to the degree of nostalgic depression. A woman begins to disrobe. Zoom into the unkempt, shabby underarm and large perspiration tears on the enormous lit-up breasts, one dark and one light. Light nearest the window, dark nearest the basin, above an inadequate light fixture below the latter breast. Pan, the tub ring. Zoom to the ring on the finger, obvious Zen intent. One ornament begins to move, unnoticed by the near nude woman, who now nude and situated in the tub, cringed at the ring, added hot water, relaxed at this mixture, pleased, splashed, picked, sneezed, winked, wheezed, flatulated. Bubbles popped. The tub returned to normal. The star began to silently rotate, much like the lid of a large mouth jar. Jerky and very human being, removed from this, of course, and entirely on its own. This obviously an example of its picturesque physical appearance, attitude, and formation. All right, then. The star recovered after the autopsy upon close analyzation, tipped the scales at 10,000 pounds, and was matched with a metal very much like lead as we know it here. Recovered on a mission that successfully returned from Saturn in the late fall of 1975, the star had dropped and lodged just under the woman's armpit. Only one point was visible.
What did you say?